This is Dave Chen. I'm here with Laramie Legal, the managing editor of Film.com, and we are going to talk briefly about some of our most anticipated films of the Sundance Film Festival 2011. Laramie Legal.
Yo.
Talk to me.
Starting out tonight with Project NIMH, which I'm guessing you'll be there, just picked up by HBO. That's from Man on a Wire, same director,
yep.
With the monkeys. And then tomorrow, 9 a.m., I start with The Music Never Stopped.
Yeah, tell people what these movies are about, because they have no idea what's going on.
That's true. These are Project NIMH, according to the material here, from the director of Man on Wire, of course. The focus of a landmark experiment in the 70s that aimed to prove an ape, if raised and nurtured like a human child, could learn to communicate using sign language. That'll be a pretty good doc, I
agree.
I think.
All right.
That could work.
All right.
Now, Music Never Stopped is tomorrow morning. That's, are you familiar with Lou Taylor Pucci?
I am not.
I kind of like him. He was in, Thumb Sucker, Chum Scrubber.
Yes.
You know?
One of those.
Yeah, one of those titles.
One of those Sucker Scrubber movies.
That I get confused. This one's also got J.K. Simmons in it, and it's, the plot is 20 years after their teenage son Gabriel ran away from home, Henry and Helen learned he is turned up in a hospital. Although benign, a brain tumor has damaged his memory, rendering past and present indistinguishable. So it's kind of like Sundance.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit like your Sundance experience. And then Margin Call, which
definitely. Looking forward to that.
That's going
to
be huge. Zachary Quinto, I think, has that already been picked up, or is it in big negotiations?
I don't think
right
it's
now?
Been picked up yet.
It's going to be picked up, though, obviously. And that's the financial, one more, yet another financial crisis drama. So,
set in the high-stakes world of the financial industry, Margin Call is a thriller entangling the key players at an investment firm during one perilous 24-hour period in the early stages of the 2008 financial crisis.
So it sounds a little bit like Bear Stearns or
Lehman Brothers.
Lehman Brothers,
this is a film that was on the top of the Blacklist, which is Hollywood's list of most popular unmade scripts. And it seems really fascinating. My question is, you know, we all know how it ends. So
not particularly well.
Can they still make it compelling? One example of an example, something that sounds similar, is Recount.
Yeah,
the HBO film where they were able to make.
And I thought that was pretty compelling.
That was a great film.
Yeah,
directed by Jay Roach and Kevin Spacey in it. So that looks interesting. What else we got here?
My afternoon's got Submarine, which this is one that synopsis totally took me in. Meet Oliver Tate, a precocious 15-year-old whose worldview is exceedingly clever and largely delusional. He imagines the outpouring of grief that would spread through Wales if he died. So that I like it. I like delusional, precocious 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
For some reason. That's my jam right there. So no one's really in that one, but it's getting pretty good buzz already. So it looks like something you'll see, you know, on IFC or
How do things get good buzz before they even premiere at Sundance? That's my question.
When you look through the 20 articles, the same things keep getting mentioned over and over. You know, IndieWire, Variety, The Wrap, You, Me. All us guys.
So you're saying the buzz is from us.
That's right.
We're creating the buzz because we're looking forward to the movies.
You got it. My most anticipated documentary of the fest.
Yep.
Is actually not Page One, which I really want to see. Bobby Fischer Against the World.
Yep. Bobby Fischer Against the World. It looks really good.
I love Bobby Fischer. I love how exceedingly crazy he is. I love chess. I love playing chess. So I'm excited about that one because I think it could be really fascinating. And the whole, you know, global politics thing thrown right in the middle of that.
What is this movie about again?
It's really about Bobby Fischer and just his rise to fortune and fame and
his
demise
sudden,
as well.
Yeah.
His sudden...
Disappearance, right?
Yeah, he was a bit of a hermit there for a while.
Everything I know about Bobby Fischer, I learned from
the movie
Searching
for
Bobby Fischer.
Which is a great movie.
Exactly.
My last film of the evening, I believe, will be Bellflower. Which is an apocalyptic love story for the Mad Max generation.
Yeah, I'm definitely not seeing that one, but what are you...
Are you not involved with the Mad Max generation?
I don't know if I'm interested in seeing a thing.
Bellflower follows two friends who spend their time building flamethrowers and other weapons in the hope that a global apocalypse will occur and clear the runway for their imaginary gang, Mother Medusa, to reign supreme. You're not seeing that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah. Pretty big press screening tomorrow. You might want to take that in.
Really?
Come 10:30 at night. So those are the five tomorrow for me. What are you looking at?
You know, probably those.
No,
probably
you had a different morning screening, I thought you said.
I might see I Saw the Devil, but that's less of a priority just because that movie already premiered at Cannes. All right, cool. So that's our first day then.
Yeah.
So we'll be reporting back about what we think about all those movies. But overall, it sounds like there's a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, I think it's
going
to be a good fest for docs and a good fest for dramas, as per normal.
Laramie, where can people find your work?
Film.com or Twitter, LAREMY.